Welcome back. We're on the Michigan Business Network. My name is Michael Melfi, and you're listening to Be Investable.
What would be your advice for these entrepreneurial type companies, these innovative type companies, as they look to grow their businesses?
So, you know, there's various stages of growth, and I would say there are some general rules for each of them. One of them is, and for the entrepreneur, is to put the company first. And sometimes that makes decisions, that causes us to make decisions that maybe are uncomfortable personally. And, you know, it may be something as simple as giving up control of some items of the company if it's for the good of the company. It's also not to get too worried about bringing in investors in a negative way. Some owners are so concerned about the valuation of their companies that they will turn off investors because they're worried about losing some financial control of their company. And that kind of decision is more an ego-driven decision as opposed to a decision that's best for the company. And when decisions are made sort of looking at our own ego as opposed to looking at what's good for the company and the company's employees, those usually tend to backfire. Mm-hmm. And they cause the company to grow slower and to have a worse competitive position. So that's why it's great to get mentors, mm-hmm. Especially mentors who have using the words you said, have been to the rodeo before and can give advice. When you're working with a fast growing company, small decisions can have big impact. Mm-hmm. And it's great to have folks around who've been in this position where decisions are coming fast and furious and are extremely impactful.
Perfect. A couple more questions. One is, you've had a pretty successful career in the VC space. And is there any rhyme or reason or secret to when you pick your companies, when you pick those entrepreneurs? And if it's your secret sauce, I don't want you to say it, but is there something you look for or something that needs to be there, whether it be IP or whatever it may be? Is there something that's really kind of set the ones apart, especially the ones that have been successful? Is there any trait you've seen?
So, you know, one thing I learned, and I sort of learned the hard way, was to trust my instincts.
Yeah.
And if something doesn't seem to make sense, you know, when you're first new in the VC business, you might think it's because you're not understanding it. Typically, if it doesn't make sense to you, it's because it doesn't make sense. and so the best entrepreneurs I've seen are able to articulate the value proposition of what they're doing. You know, they've identified a gap or a flaw in the market. They've created something that addresses that gap or flaw, and then they're able to articulate how they fit in. And sometimes there's a lot of hand waving and a lot of acronyms thrown out to try to get around and avoid that basic premise of there is a market need, I am filling the market need, and I am meeting the requirements of the market. You know, those three things are pretty simple, but that tends to be what is the difference between success and lack of success.
I couldn't agree with you more. I forget which one of these shows we talked about, what is the problem you're solving? You know, how do you solve it? Why are you the right person to solve it? And is now the right time to solve it? Right.
Right.
If you can't answer those, you may have bought yourself a job, but I don't know if you really actually created an investable company. And it's really that's really always interesting because I think that so many people have great ideas. They like to be creative and innovative. How do you actually monetize and scale that? And I think you got to be answering those questions to be able to do that. Because that's what the investors are looking for. That mindset of the investor is, I got to be able to know that I can scale this. There's a mass target audience that can get a return because that's the game you guys are in, right?
That's right.
So along those lines I shared with you, the concept of be investable. When you hear be investable, what does that mean to you from the position you sit in the ecosystem?
I'd say to be investable is, and it goes to what we talked about a minute ago, to be a person who observes what's going on in the world, finds a problem, finds a way to solve that problem, is able to articulate it, and then makes decisions to meet that goal. So it really goes to the things we've talked about for the last few minutes, putting your idea and your company first, listening to people, and really having a singular focus to solve that problem.
Great. Last thing I'd like to ask you about is we just came off a great week at the Michigan Growth Capital Symposium last week. Always a great event every year that they put on. Was there anything that any takeaways from that or anything you saw that really kind of stood out, like either great new companies coming out here in Michigan or the trend of where we're going? Anything, any takeaways from that?
Well, it was the largest of the Growth Capital Symposium, so that was good. What I took away was I saw a group of people from all over the country coming to Michigan, in larger numbers than I'd ever seen before. And what a lot of us have been working on for a lot of time, including you, is really making this state a destination for innovation and for capital. And each time I come and see it a little bit bigger, it appears we're getting closer to that goal. When I started Renaissance 10 years ago, it was tough to get venture capital funds to come here, even to visit. It's not tough anymore. There's been enough success here, and there's been enough positive developments that it's not that difficult to ask anymore. And it's great every year to see more people coming in from around the country, often for the first time, and sort of observing that there's really something special going on here.
It's always great when you travel around the country, and you know, you're right, 10 years ago, we weren't necessarily on the map or in the conversation, and now we are, and that's really great to hear that. Now people want to come here, and so it's very exciting, as you said, as someone who's been working and pushing at that. I think that's great. As we wrap up, the last question I would ask you about is that when we deal with emerging companies, a lot of the time, they find successes by how much money they've raised, how many employees they have, and how big their revenues are, and I think that at the end of the day, that those are some of the important things on the scorecard. Mm-hmm. How do you define success, and especially as it relates to emerging companies, besides just a dollar amount? Is there something else there to look at?
Well, you know, every successful company has been started to solve a problem. Yeah. And, you know, there's a couple ways, I guess, I measure it. One is, are you solving the problem? Second thing is from a personal basis, it is, are you enjoying getting up every day? And, you know, from the time I started Renaissance 9 years ago till now, I can't wait to get up every day because I feel an impact in what I'm doing. I feel a purpose. And so many entrepreneurs that I find, the great ones are not doing it for the money. Mm-hmm. I mean, there may be a scorecard out there that you know, that measures success in some ways through amount raised, but it's because they're finding a purpose in what they're doing, and they may have a personal reason for wanting to solve that problem. And ultimately, the measures for me of success or lack of success is, do you feel like you're accomplishing that purpose, and are you excited to get up every day?
Awesome. I love it. Well, Chris, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really enjoyed the conversation, and I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Michael.
This is Michael Melfi on the Michigan Business Network, and you're listening to Be Investable.